here was a couple of things. First, we want to still encourage everyone to come to the Shabbaton, those that can. Tomorrow morning, myself and Rabbi Einhorn will facilitate. Maybe by tomorrow we'll have a printout of the directions on how to get there. We'll give it to the various drivers. And then we'll also make a time where everyone should meet their specific driver and which car they're going to go into. In terms of housing, just like last year, when you get to the shul, Rabbi Goldscheider will tell you what where you're going to be staying. Those that were there last year, remember that was a very beautiful Shabbaton. So we'll try to make it as beautiful this year as well. Okay. Tomorrow, Bez Hashem, we're going to have a double shear. That means, what a double shear means is that tomorrow morning when Rabbi Willa goes to give this shear around 11-ish, we'll have a shear in here, and then we'll have our regular shear at 1. Okay? So that's what I want to try to accomplish is to finish the off certain yonim and be able to do chazara. Next week, Bez Hashem will have shear Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Bez Hashem, Wednesday evening, myself and my wife are going to Eretz Yisrael. So officially, there's still shear Thursday and Sunday, and the official beginning is Monday. So to make up for those 2 days of soap and brushing your teeth on Shabbos. The brush and that wash. The wash and that wash. And that will, we'll see what the story of that is. And then we'll have a Hadar package, and then we'll discuss Hadar Ksav, etc. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to continue the Malach of Tokay. Okay, we left off with a tremendous machlokes between the Shuvas Harashba and the Shulchan Gibor. The Shuvas Harashba said, the Shulchan Gibor, the Hefter of an Alter, and the Shulchan Gibor says, what are you talking about? The word that says the Hefter of an Alter, but only the Hefter of an Alter. Now, let me show you the Gemara in Shabbos and tell me what you think of this Gemara. Take a look at page 14. Now, page 14 is discussing the various Amoraim, how they prepared the Shabbos. Like some, right? You mean you should prepare the Shabbos, right? You should do it yourself. It's the ball you also need to sleep on. Right? You shouldn't just have someone else do it. So the different Amorai used to do one Amora, he made the chores. And the other guy, he cooked the dish. He swept the landlady. Rapsatra Makri Nation. Right? He should cook the head of the fish. Rabbalala Shibuka. Rabba would sold the fish. Rabbuna Mandi tried to eat like candles. Rabbapa Gadil Silka. Rabbapa would, make whips. Rabbista Harim Silka. Rabbista Gizala Harab the Peace. The same lunch we had in the Dubai. Right? I'm on Harim Silka. Rabbi Rav Yossi and Talmi Sivi, they would do the wood. And
did he do that?
When did he do all? When were all these things done?
When?
So we have two gedolim. Say it. That you see from here against the Shulchan Rashba. The Shulchan Rashba says you can do Tolkien. Tolkien can cut something up, small little pieces, which is also, but the Rashba says if you do it out there, it looks just like Boris will go out there. And the Shulchan Gibor disagrees. So tonight in the Shulchan Gibor, there's no Heter Valder. Because if there's a Heter Valder, why do you do it on Friday? That the Mishnah Yaakov. You know the Mishnah Yaakov? He's one of the Gedolim. Gedolei Olam. The Mishnah Yaakov, huh?
He was a Talmid of who? The Chaim.
And that's why it's a little strange because he writes Shuba and Shukut Dolei Olamoi, which is against his Rebbe Rebbe. The Mishnah is yet, and he's, you know, the famous one against the law here. Yeah, he's against all these Arabs. Any Arab that you have in your community is against the Mishnah of Yaakov.
You should know that I told this about Rav Kook, and I told about Rav Kook.
So Rav Kook, the autobiography of this father-in-law, the Adaris, he writes that Rav Kook became a Rav the first time that his father-in-law gave him an Eitza, that he should put up his Arab in the community. And Rav Kook said, I hold like the Mishnah of God.
In other words, Rav Kook wasn't. People think Rav Kook was a man just with coolers, you know. You know, Rav Kook had his coolers. You know,
Rav Kook, you should have wanted that his spoken language in Israel be Ashkenaz. And he paid him a lot more than the people in Ashkenaz. They say Rabbi Goldman said to me that Rabbi Goldman Talmud Olchak said that he's seen many Gedolim in his time and no one like Rabbi Cook.
Why is it such a riot?
So wait, let's see the riot inside first. Because Ben Goldstein, who also follows the footsteps of the Mishnah of Yaakov in many areas, says as well on page 15. She'ela. This is a short tshuva. Mishnah of Yaakov has a lot of long tshuvas too. Rashi Parim Hakol Hadei. Atos Pesach Dati B'Silka Shaytkina V'Al Sharoklin
In other words, if you didn't have to do it on Erev Shabbos, it makes no sense to do it on Erev Shabbos. It's going to get ruined. They didn't have refrigeration. The cool achadat b'shachim hazim shabbos also lasom b'shabbos. In came hetter harashba of the altar tzarachi and gadol. The hetter of the rashba of the tzarachi and gadol, right? Because Pashas from that Gemara is that he was Parim Silka. You see, that's a gadol. You know, he knows that Gemara, you know, like, he pulls out a Gemara out of the hat, you know, from Shabbos Kuf Yutes to slug up the Chuvas Harashba. It could be in Shemayim, maybe the Rashba didn't even know that. That he was wrong. But the Ramah also says it.
The
Ramah
also passes
by
the Chuvas Harashba. Is this a TKO? The goal of the field? Checkmate? Checkmate? Yeah, so now we said we don't have to write anything like that. Some think it's a nice amount. Some think it's like passing from a nice amount. Right?
Yes.
That's what you need to do.
What do you think about that? Ellie Cole, what do you say? Well, I'll get you now down in the
What's the first word of the line? Is it his skill?
Is it the author?
What?
Is it author?
Visha Asa?
Visha Asa.
Visha Asa, also Visha Asa. I'm not sure what he's saying there. He's saying maybe Rabbeinu Hanan had a different shot with Parm Silka, so it's nothing to do with this. Yeah. So what do you say, Rosa? Is it a good riot or not a good riot? Kirch? And in all the other cases, Rabosa, right? All the other cases that are mentioned are all malachs, right? Right? All the other cases, he, this one would roast the thing, this one would make the, you know, chop the wood, he would, you know, there's all other.
You say that the harvest of things that it wasn't done because it's Morocco per se, not, it was only done because that was there, not farmers for Shabbos.
Right, it's true. It doesn't have to be a malacha, but just all the other cases
are malachas.
Right, right, right.
I didn't have this
cut
that
Rabbi
Hanan
was
the whole point.
Why didn't he do it before Shabbos? It wouldn't have been better to do on Shabbos, unless you say like Yossi that he didn't. Even when they don't want to have to waste time on Shabbos.
Namely,
a malacha. So you like the ride? You like the ride? Ben Goldstein?
This might be a little bit of a stretch. You say that the Rosh was saying, you think this is basing her off of the Gober. He said that Alpha Gober was okay. So by Gober, the rights of the Christmas is one that the Fox was here. Maybe this has been hold by Alpha by Gober to be made. Except for just he didn't hold by it, but now it will be hold by it, so we can possibly the Rosh. He was in the hold by it to begin with.
So
in the breaks that we had in order, Krista was the thing that said that it was that his thing was that it was just before it was Pops was here. And so he felt that being more of an wasn't okay. He's in the category. We passed like that. So we were told by receiving the offer, so that we're told by the Rashi. And this is Krista, also by Gordon, he's in a different category. So that's why he's doing, by doing it, he's informed. So he's told by this offer.
What did Krista say by Gordon? He said, Wow. Woo! You hear that? That's Mamash Acharifus. You hear what he said? He said maybe it's Rav Chisda Lashitasa, because Rav Chisda. Woo! Woo!
God. In other words, he said, the Rav Chisda by Bored didn't necessarily hold a wild thing. So, in other words, maybe he can't bring a riot because Rav Chisda. Woo!
Wow, this is not as like a rugged chubby would say this. This is not as like a rugged chubby would say this.
Yeah, we think. There's no riot. You wouldn't be a riot if you saw the Karacha, but when we say this is Rakista, which she helps us. Because Rakista in the Sukkot Borer didn't hold some out there. He's the one who said, which one? Oh, he's here. So the man, of course, he's not going to hold like the out there by poking. Sorry?
Maybe he did. In other words, maybe how can you
tell that way? So when they were talking about reading old like the Alta and the Halakha, obviously they don't hold up their pistol, so you don't have to just have those in front.
Wow.
You should write this up.
I think you're the first one who ever said this.
You should write this up, I'm telling you. Wow.
I gave Shior in Boston, I used to quote a lot of the Torah Safar.
It's an unbelievable saying. You know when you hear that reading for it to be reprinted? You know what I mean? Wow. Then that's why they got reprinted. One day you walk into the legal lines at the name of the Torah Safar. You know what Mr. Alfred said? He said the only way you can slug up the Torah Safar is if he's proved that the Geertz is not Eliezer, not the Boston. Wow, Torah Safar. You hear the word.
Okay. Now, Rabbi Avadi Yosef's son, the Alpid Yosef, wants to give another slug up to the Mishkan of Yaakov. Different than anyone who said till now. But then go to. You need to get a safety, it's a good safety channel. Very clear. The footnote is what makes the whole safety good. So he wants to say another shot. Mamba O Timihati Miros Pashut Mishkunas Yapi Mikarlin. Shekhosov, Maniz Daiti Sarah Ian Sidivre Harashva. Tabas Shabbos, Rav Chisda have a parim silka. Gabi Achana l'Shabbos. Hakor haperish kibosh kosev Rashi yimechem lechol b'Shabbos. These are luchos shafil lechol al deral tzu lasos b'Shabbos. Shimo kein lama leila hakdein lasos v'erv shas galgam layo yasev b'Shabbos. Kein hetna rashbos esar kein godo al kan. Minaros niflesi. So he's going to say a slug up to the Mishkan of Yaakov. Let's see what you guys say to this. he's going to say that La'olam, the Rashba is right. Of course, if you do something La'alter, it's mutter. Ask them, why did they do it on what? On Erev Shabbos, if La'alter is mutter. So Yossi gives a practical, right? Yossi is very practical. He has a practical shot. So he says a different shot. Shay Peresham Poshimo. Shay Pisa Parma Silka. They lash on Erev Shabbos. It's Erev Shabbos. What do they usually do with silka? They make soup out of it. Make silka to silka. In Brokus. So that's why he had to do it on Erev Shabbos, because they had to cook it afterwards to make it, to make the beet soup. So, in other words, they were going to do bishul to it afterwards. That's why they had to do it on Erev Shabbos. Although mitzad the cutting in Ochanami, if they were going to eat it raw in Ochanami, mitzad the cutting, it would have been longer, because the rash was right. The reason why they did it on Erev Shabbos is because when they were cutting it, they were going to cook it.
Why did he use that lesson in the process?
Part of something, he was cutting up the silk, you know? The purpose of making made silk. You have to explain why he was doing it. He didn't say what he made the things, the wicks. He didn't say why he was doing it. Of course, he was doing it. And anyway, like shtickle or gansha, anyway, Maitzaram, it's not such a, it's not such a slogan.
Wow, pretty good, huh? What do you say?
So it's like in the Hanami, if they weren't going to cook it then.
In Ochanami, if they were going to cook it, then it would have been, then it would have been mutter. If it would have been la'alter. Kirsch? Not that he's come to cook it. That's what he was cutting it up into pieces to cook it. No, so of course he had to do it on Friday. Because cooking you can't do on Shabbos. No, it was in Ochanami. La'alter is mutter, but here they were going to cook it, so therefore they had to do it that way. Yeah. No, you don't always cut it to make a soup, but maybe in other words, the case. But you see from the Gemara Brachas that they used to make made silka. So it could be that when he was cutting it to make for soup, and not cutting it for just to eat it. But in a Hanami, if you were cutting it just to eat, then the Rashi was right, that it would have been mutter, even dak dak, if it's la'alter. Dak el dak. Okay. Now there is a Tosefta that may or may not shed light on this issue as well. The Tosefta in Perek Tetzvav. So Sefta says, "Ein raskin dvelo grogres for harum vayit kain b'shabbos." Av marasik ubiyad shal sakin uveit apar vein choshesh. What do you think of this Sefta? It's very scholarly to learn Sefta. The scholars all like Tosefta. For some reason, all the scholars gravitated towards Tosefta. What do you say? Well, tell me about this Tosefta. I want to hear what you mean. Learn the Tosefta, okay? You learn the Tosefta, right? A little Tosefta? Once in a while, you learn the Tosefta. Right? Remember, it's good to learn Tosefta. I'm telling you, write a doctorate on Tosefta. You get a
Tammy's working with that, you know, Dr. Lieberman. Dr. Saul Lieberman. You heard Dr. Saul Lieberman? He wrote the famous thing, Posetsa Kipshuta. He was a big goal. Somehow he had me in a different institution. But he was a permit. He was a goal. And we never really agreed that he was a goal. So after salvation, your own son says he doesn't think anyone knew as much since the whole goal.
Was for the elderly. The small pieces on Shabbos. But they say you can't do that.
Say you can't do that, and you can do it with
Darach Shinui.
In
other words, if you use the handle, not the right. But how does this Tosefta shed light on the Shuvas Haratzva? What? Especially you can't do it on altar. Because what's the Pashup Shad in the Tosefta? This Canaan was sitting there at the table, right? And it says you can't cut the thing for this Canaan. And the Chorus is out there, because, right? What else does it mean? Ein Maraskin Dveil Grogos V'charuvim V'nei's Canaan B'Shabbos. Right? You can't, Maraskin, you can't cut the dried fruit for this Canaan B'Shabbos because it's talking. Unless you do it with the handle, you do it in some type of shinui way or something like that. So don't you see beferish that tochen is also an altar? So isn't this a slug up to the Tshuvas HaRashba? I mean, Bishlama, the other Gemara, you say, okay, it's an agarika, or it means cooking, or it's a chistel l'shitatzo, or, you know, you can get at it. What about the Tosefta? This is serious stuff. Luke Van Goldstein, this is very serious stuff, this Tosefta. What? So you're doing it for this thing. No. When you're borrowing out there,
my dear friend, we don't have to speak to you. According to Shulman's Arachra, means that you're wise to make a salad by cutting up things for the meal. It doesn't mean everyone has to do their own cutting. Yeah. So if you're doing the horror of the things, of the utensils, everyone will mix. Not everyone has to do it themselves. It's an altar for the altar use. Yeah, I think it's true. I think he's making it up. I don't think it's anything here. I think he agrees. I don't think
Maureen Avram Levitt from Germany and from Jerusalem.
I just want to understand, why does the exception say it's made to people
involved?
What's the
table,
and you're bringing out this forbidden, you want to talk to me, just to get out of the door, is that a punch job that doesn't happen? I said, you can't do it.
But it seems to say only when there's a cane in the gym. Okay, what if he's a cane in the gym?
Came inside and come to your house.
So they all let him come to you.
Okay, so they come to the leather capital, and the woman came to the Walmart store. They're all sitting at the table, and you want to make a copy of them with some fruits. So you start popping out into little pieces with them. So they said, you can't do it.
No, you can't.
Do it with some kind of machinery,
with the hand, you know, instead of doing it with the knife, swing it with the hand over the knife. But it was like the container, the big hand, the hand was there on the heart.
Maybe you're putting it out.
I don't understand.
And maybe you can buy
it out. No, you mean everyone's sitting at the table shooting. It's hanging out of the room. Okay? So if you need 10 minutes from that, then you can get out of it. Tosefta. You don't start, one thing in life you should know, you never start off with a Tosefta. Okay?
What did the scholars say about this Tosefta?
Hey.
What does the last phrase in the price of meal? I mean, what does the handle help if you just said smashing it just like this? So the knife is like, so let's smash the front of the knife and smash the handle. How is it a shield? It's not. No? Don't cut with the knife. Use the handle and then smash it. That's the way you normally smash it.
Right.
So how does it help?
And okay, it could be also that Michlas Bikurim explains here Marasik means Mechate. The Asian Farsim Koshim Rishon Ikar. So let me come and explain that here Maraskin means anyway to cut. So what?
The rabbi always said to do
oh, so Rabbi Yankov Applebaum, one of the Gedolim of Riverdale, wants to suggest, and tell me what you think of this, that maybe the Truvas Harashba who said that you can do the Alter Kokain,
that's only in Tliyat, maybe the Tliyat is also, just like my border, Alter is only with the Tliyat.
You know, Rav Yankov, so there's a big machlokes between the Rav Halom and the Rav Hashulchan about what you're saying.
Whether the din of the Rashba is even clear only to the Shalom. What's the Pashut Pshat? The Rashba is his original case of breadcrumbs.
Oh, so
we'll see. One second.
Take a look back in Rav Avadya's son Sefer on page 16. I mean, this already is a Mishkanes Yaakov. Look on page 15 in the Mishkanes Yaakov. He quotes this Tosefta also as a Shlagav. In other words, not only does he quote that Gemara in Shabbos as a Shlagav to the Shuvas HaRashba, he quotes the Tosefta also. First word on the line is Osir. So I'm not going to lose sleep over the Ryan Kufyat tests. For whatever reason, I'm not losing sleep over that. But over the Tosefta, I don't know. I think we should lose sleep over the Tosefta. What do you say about that? So Rav Avadya's son, he has many sons, Rav Avadya, but one of his sons, the one who wrote the Yalkut Yosef, I think it's Yitzchak, right? Yitzchak Yosef. He didn't name any of his sons Yosef. Yosef, that's it. He says, look on the page 16, first word on the line is Mito Sefta. Ein Raskin Vela, Grogris, Lutnez Kane, and Matthew, the Saki Nami Osir. Sayul Alter, the Karma Lutnez King, Lutnez King. The name of the word from Mogan Abram, she pays her to accept the Dafke, the Katisha. Abu Sakin Shari. These are the Lord's accounts of Taino de Chituch. Okay, Lav Dafke, Lutnez, but often the Kashi Alter. I don't know, he tries to say something, I don't know what he's saying exactly. Maybe Lalta Lufneim is not really Lalta, I don't know. But I don't know. This Tosefta, I'm not so. Look, bottom line is that I'm also passing, but I don't know. This Tosefta, the Pasha Chan, I'm not so. And the Chazon Ish on page 18, he also was not so happy with the Rashba. Look on the bottom of the right side. He thinks all the other Rishonim really argue with the Rashba. All these Rishonim never make a distinction between Samuch, between the Alter and Nat. In other words, if they really held from it, it's not Mistaber that they wouldn't say the Smag. I mean, everything is in the Smag. What else did we see this year that wasn't in the Smag? What? That wasn't in the Smag. That Yerushalmi by Zora, right? Right? Didn't they point out that the Smag doesn't quote it? Remember? I told you, people would answer this simple story with a smile, right? You don't have a right, Rabbi Manasseh told me.
hearing from Rav Gershon Zaks from the Chofetz Chaim. And they didn't have enough Sifrei Torah, you can take out the smog. There's the smog. The only problem is most people today don't have a smog. Maybe you should buy a smog.
Mishum HaSedeshin Simen HaZav Avor Behegish HaBasra L'Kon of Lechol Veinu Yochel Lul Osro To Lachtok Dachta V'Lohoi V'Kval Divrei Rashba.
Yeah, what about that Shum HaSedeshin? Hey, you remember that Shum HaSedeshin? You want to know if you can cut up meat? And what do you have to say, maybe? Why do you say simple? The altar. He doesn't say that. You see the Shum HaSedeshin didn't hold him Rashba. Oh!
How did you see it?
Right. Right,
it's not. But he's saying that he's just shown that he's shown him himself to be whole from it.
So he's wrapped the hell from it. The Shulman suggestion in his whole tshuva about cutting up meat into pieces where he said, well, maybe it's good to try to do the car,
or maybe because it's not that good enough. But he doesn't say maybe you should move it because it's not that good enough. And some of the things he's talking about was out there. And you couldn't cut it off to eat it.
Unless he says his case is not malchus, so he feels that the preponderant majority of the Rishonim don't hold from this Truva Sarashva. Lohedi called the Rashba Aran. Sorry, he's called from Borel Tochen. Shemeshana Tzur, Rishon Tzvei, Gamena Derech Achila. He thinks that Tochen, Yimamish Mitzshana the Tzura, so therefore it's also even La Alter. Bore, you're not so much Mishana the Tzura. But Tochen, you're more Mishana the Tzura, so. Moreno Rabbeinu. What did you say about the Ramal? You can say the Ramal passes by direction. Right. The Ramal says it, but he thinks that many disagree. You know, he's not necessarily saying that he's not paskening like the Rashba. He's just saying that, pointing out that, you know, it's not so possible. Well, now let's take a look at Rabosei. There's so much to hear, Rabosei. The Bir Halacha on page 19. This one. Hagol says, "Media b'bor l'chora halo b'bor lo itiru kiim b'yad v'lo b'kli." That's chashiv b'bor b'chol gavni. In kain hayalon l'esro b'neinu shemchatech b'kli kiim b'mfar b'yad. As he says that if you're going to say that there's a heter of la'alter, do me the b'bor. It should only be b'yad, not b'kli. Just like b'bor. So Harav Yaakov Appelbaum, you're mechavit to be halacha. Wow, you're the Chofetz Chaim of the generation. But then he says, not so possible. I didn't read Vash, and Mahoras, I'm Gamke, and Mizabal. He called it that postkin, but he's not from the postkin, that in Yeneva, Filshim, Chatek, Vesakin, that even with a knife, it's mutter for the token. At Tom Kasa Prima Zodim, the Gemob Bar, Der Hachil, is to Bar, Biyadu, Lechel Alter, Tom Yeneva, Der Hachil, who a Filu, Shim, Chatek, Vesakin, Lechel Alter, Der Hachil, who Vesakin. He thinks that Derech Achila is with a knife, so he thinks that you could use a knife for talking for the halter. But the one thing you shouldn't use is a kli hamiyuchad l'tchina. But if you manage to use something that's miyuchad for tchina, then even the halter, that's going to be awesome. But you like the grind, you know these things that you grind on, right? So those things, that's a mamish a kli hamiyuchad, so then even the Rashba wouldn't go as far. You can't say that's derech achila. In other words, you use a knife, then you can say that's derech achila. But if you use something that's miyuchad betchina, you know, to cut something miyuchad for grinding, then even if you're doing it out there, it's awesome. Yeah, in the case of the Rashba, he was the most guy with bread.
Yeah.
Yeah. There are Hashulchan. Talks about a Chachmesa. I don't know, so, you know, he thinks, he says some people are Mafakpeg on the Chachmesa. He thinks it's a knife. I don't know. I really don't know which type of things he's talking about. You take a look on page 20. Okay, I want to go on now. Okay, the Eglay Pal has the Yisod here, and this a couple of important Yisodas that we have to say here. Number one. First, let's get back to the Rambam. He kept saying in the Rambam, so what, how does the Rambam define Tochek? Kedei Levasha. Kedei Levasha. So the Eglay Kal says, Ein Chayavim Chiti Peyos V'Yirokos, El Kshein Yikir Derech Achilosim Shem Chayim. Who called him Kedei Levasha? Avo. In Yikir Derech Achilosim Shem Chayim, Ein Chayavim Chiti Peyos V'Yirokos, El Kshein Yikir Derech Achilosim Achitukam. Feel kedei levashlan. Whereas, what's the idea? Tochein is a preparatory malacha. What's tochein is part of a process. The normal tochein is you tochein the grain to make flour, and then you bake the flour. Right? That's what tochein is. You tochein the grain to make flour, and then you bake it, and you make flour. Right? That's what tochein is. So the Eglay Kal says like this, that tochein therefore is only by something that the derech is to cut it up and then cook it. But if the gederach is to eat it raw, that's not tochein.
Where it's like cucumbers. The gederach is to cut it up into pieces and then to eat it. You don't cook it afterwards, right? So then the holy soul is, it has to be a malacha that's one step removed from the akim. It can't go to tochein and then into your mouth. That's not tochein. And that's how the Achronim are going to explain the Rambam. Why the Rambam always said Kedei Levashlan. So there was a halakha we're not familiar with this. But according to, I think Rabbi Vajra will make it. But in other words, we're not familiar, and if you want to cut up your salad, they can do it out there with things like the Rashi. But the good thing, if you're doing your salad and you only eat it raw, when I'm cooking, it shouldn't be a problem at all. It's not going to be the last one. Because that's what tochein is. Tochein is an early step. In other words, the whole concept is tochein and then this and then that. Because the tochein is the amount, that's not tochein.
No, not even a polder. One second. One second. Take a look. Take a look on page 23 in the Minchas Chinuch. On the right side. He once explained the Rambam on Kidei Levashlo. Kavonas HaRambam Shekosim Kidei Levashlo Nirad Disavaroso Ke'en Svaras HaRashba. He says the Rashba, the Rambam is similar to the Rashba conceptually. Because what's the idea of the Rashba? The Rashba is saying if you eat it la'alter, then that's not tochen. Because that's derech achino. Right? So the same thing. If it's kedei levashlo, so then it's not la'alter. Because first you're gonna cook it and then you're gonna eat it. Then you can't say that's derech achila. So that's it. So the Rambam, in essence, is not so different than the Rashba. I am Rishon Shekhitshon Zvar, Lobotim Tokin Shepoto Alte. So it's a Rambam near Dumi the Tchina Be'inu, the Lot Tokin Tzvua. Just like when you talk at Tzvua, Lacha Tchina, you don't eat the Tzvua after the Tchina. Then you make it into flour, then you make it into dough, then you make it into bread. Ain't no Tchina Dain Rachel Debishal Ophir. Hakanami, in Tote, Kodei Lavashu Abu Tchina. Aber Kodei Lachol, Beloti, Kodei Lachol, Dumi the Tchina Tzvua. Etc. Okay, the Tosefta, we still have a problem, unless like some want to learn the Tosefta that's talking about that the Tosefta doesn't really mean la'alter. I mean, no, but it's, I don't think he's necessarily saying the Rambam and the Rashba are saying the same thing. The concept of token is that it's part of the process of, but it's not like you token and then you eat it. That's not token. Doesn't mean first you token it and then you process it and then you cook it and eat it. And then, so it's similar to what the Rambam is saying is it's kedei levashlo, which is part of that process. But if it's not kedei levashlo, because you normally eat it raw, then that's not token. Even if, so if you would,
Right.
It's not, in other words, the Rashba and the Rambam are not exactly saying the same thing, as the Talmud said. If you cut up the vegetables, the raw vegetables 4 hours before, it won't be good. But according to the Rambam, the raw vegetables, it would be good even 4 hours before, because it's not the day of the Rashba. But it's the same as so, that, in other words, it's just expressed in different ways. And it would be not to mean it's Ladina. So they're not carbon copies of each other, but it's the same as so, that it can't be the final step to right before putting it in your mouth. Kurt? Right, well, why is this different? Well, it was the same question we had by Kotzer yesterday, you're asking again. That's how come we don't say by Kotzer, you can take, pluck the thing and put it in your mouth, so... No, that was the question basically we had from yesterday. That the, in other words, if you want to say that this is the heter of la'alter by Tolkien, why isn't there heter of la'alter of Tolkien?
Because why am I
I don't have a good answer.
Basically, it's sort of just a retroactive discipline. It's like a weird law. You don't really have retroactively your token because you have to be in the future.
If you hold, you need this special function, right. Look at one second, look at the Chidushi Haran for a second on page 24. wants to say, Kosev, Hai man de parm silka, Hai mishim poka, and Kosev aroah, Zal, the dafke silka, shahum chutra hechsher hacher, tain abishal. Well, we started off the shiur yesterday that it's a dafke din by silka, chutzis, right? So what did someone say? What do shat? Who was the first one who said something? Who? Yes, who? What? I could do a karko, and then someone else said, what? So that's what he says over here. That silka is usually mavashalim. So that's why it's token, because it's not, it has to be mechutzer hechsher acher. Token can't be the last step before your mouth. That's not token. It has to be, you token it, and then you do something else, and then. Okay. Okay. Why isn't it not a tolda? Because that's not the tzuras hamalacha b'chlal. It's not, you mean, you're saying it's dom and maisa. You're saying tolda is even dom and maisa or tachlis. Right, not Akira. But here, maybe you can say it is because you're cutting it up. Dot, dot. But you're going to eat it raw. So maybe you should say that's Chol HaPachas and Tolda. That's not even the Tzuras HaMalacha. No, the question's not a bad question. Avraham?
So, if someone cooks the vegetable first, like let's say Arab Shabbos, so on Shabbos, all they need to do is cut it up into small pieces. So would that be good? Because it's not, it's no longer missing that the stage needs to be cooked.
Say again?
If you cook the vegetable beforehand, so on Shabbos, if you cut it up in small pieces, because then in that case it's no longer missing this thing.
Oh, in other words, you already cooked it.
Yeah.
And now you're going to cook it after.
No, you're not going to cook
it. You're going to cut it after you cook it. Woo! Mmm. Wow. Stop on Brahm. I like this question. You hear what Rabbi Avraham is asking? As we discussed, it was what if you did the cooking already and now you want to cut it off after it was cooked and you can cut it up and then eat it. So Gara, according to these Svaras, we're saying, according to the Rambam, it should be mutter. Because you're not doing it in Vashlo, you already did the Bishul. So according to the Rambam, it should be mutter. And according to the Rashba, well, it should be probably whether you're doing a lalter or not.
You felt the fish.
You felt the fish. Yeah, Albert?
According to this, I mean, why should we be more lenient regarding the plant if you're separate to the rib? You see, the rib is separate further away, it's still liable. Right? There's also other procedures that we actually complete the rib.
So we should say what?
I guess we should say that since we're comparing comparing to Ben to Bore.
Yeah.
So therefore we see Bore that a person's liable even though they did not complete the whole procedure of Bore.
You mean against Yerushalmi, yeah? Yeah, so therefore. So Tochein also.
Why are we referring to the idea a step further, a person might be liable?
No, because the Tochein.
Are we referring to the Bore? Are we seeing Bore that if you select a good man by looking out, even without looking, you're liable? Same thing over here.
Oh, in other words, he's asking, Albert's asking a very good question. Albert's asking, that he's saying this Rambam has this din of Kedei Levashlo, and the Milchus Chinuch explained, because it has to be part of a process, and if you just do Tochein, you eat it, that's not part of the process. So why don't you say the same thing by Tochein, and by Borer, that Borer should be mutter if you do it if you don't do it Kedei Levashlo. And we know that it's not like that, right? I like you guys. I like when you think, Rebosa. That's a forgotten trait in this generation. Thinking. People left their brains someplace. But it's good. You guys are thinking. It's very good. It's very important that you think. Right. Okay. It's a computer age. People forgot to think. They forgot that part. You hear Albert's question. There is within the sheepness of the Rambam that Tochein is adapted to Kedei Levashlo, right? So how come it? And the way we just need to explain it. How come you don't say the same thing by Borer? It's only it has to be part of the process. But if you Borer and take the DNA and take the soul of the world, well, not like the same Rambam created. The Rambam doesn't agree with the same Rambam creation. The Rambam holds that he do it from the thoughts and all the actors of the culture. So why don't you say, just like by Tochein, and the editor of the last show with Luther, so let me say the same thing by Borer and Albert Katzen. I salute you. So, it's a salute. It's a Katzen, though.
One more time.
Thank you.
And he's saying maybe it should be part of, isn't bar part of the practice also? Yeah, Kevin?
Where does the Rambam get the data box?
Maybe that's how the Rambam learned Pshat. I named the Parim Silka. That was Rambam was bought. Why does it say Silka? So Gemara Rambam knows that the Gemara in Bracha says that Silka was the, what they used for silk. So that's how the Rambam knew. Kedei Lavashlo. Why did the Gemara say I named the Parim meat? I named the Parim eggs? I named the Parim whatever? Why Silka? So Dafka Silka. Excited?
My feelings don't matter.
What are your feelings in the matter? Yes.
That
when
it comes to Tote, the Dafka Tote, the Shiva Samalata is really that Red, if you do this, you're going to go ahead and cook it.
Right.
You're doing this right now, in order to right away
cook it. Cook it, bake it, yeah.
Right, or bake whatever. Whereas, when it comes to Boer, it's just not, not really to go ahead and cook it. It's just restoring. Which is the whole idea behind that lobster thing. That it's not, the whole idea of lobster is that the reason why I'm doing lobster, it's not a part of research law, but it's not going to be restored. You're doing this right away, which is not really what Boer is all about. It's in the process of the cooking, but it's really token, which is the thing where it's really part.
No, no, no. Token, you probably also store it.
No, but then you pepper it first.
You store the flour.
Flour is more like a preparatory store it's the cooking. I
think about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Where token would be the first thing in the process of the cooking, where butter would be a preparatory thing.
Yeah, they're both preparatory. Tomorrow we're up. Yes. Again. Because once you're saying borer doesn't have to be part of food, so then it shouldn't have to be everything. You say since borer doesn't have to be food, so does that have to be the middle of a practice? But even by food, we don't see that. Yeah. I don't know. Let's think more. A couple of things. Look at page 25. Page 25, very important, Rebosa. Please. The Sefer Yerayim. Who is the Sefer Yerayim? The Lezer Mimitz, Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is probably a good rabbi to have. Hatochen told the Doraita, I'm a papa, I'm on the Purim, page 26. Silke Chaimish and Tolkien. I'm a Menashe, I'm on the solid Silke Chaimish and Tolkien. Hilka. These are other people, you also pay us with pay room, Daki. Here, we should do some Jerusalem without the bar. How about now, the famous Seiki Reim, what about taking a piece of bread and making it into crumble? Crumble the bread. What? That's what the Rapper was talking about. And the Rapper said it was mutter if it's what? So he's going to give a different answer. The Lefar Lecha Mutter Mi'acha Shemitkan Tvar Lo Matinu Tokein Achar Tokein. A new Yisod. Ein Tokein Achar Tokein. And to make the bread, you already had to make the tchina, right? How did you get the bread there? You're ready, you were toking the kernel to make the flour, to make the dough, right? So now you're going to take something that was mitzvah already
and toking it again. So the uranium has this flour of pain toking on our coat.
But he can. Pretty good. This is safety uranium, and this is quoted not only in the safety uranium, but it's also on page 27. I didn't label it as a Xerox from the Or Zarua. But he also has a whole discussion here. You can take a look, but on page 28, he writes, the arrow.
And then he says, number Joseph, my man is a part of the time of the token, should be in the Dark Philosophy. And we did the work of the Hawkins on fire at the past, so we're a little of a team, that is Dark Philosophy. He wants to give another way. In other words, it's the Dark Philosophy of bread that they used to, but then maybe that's also a little slippery. That is a Mitchell Mella from page 29.
Discusses
he discusses the famous Rambam.
Oh, I gave the whole sheet of Brooklyn about this Rambam. He's talking about a little bit over here. Okay, so
what piece you cut them from around the bottom? Then the word makes the folks about cocaine by glob of dirt. And it's also cocaine, okay? Take where it talks about Abu Khadija, on my Rashi, page 30, associated called the cocaine hook. And then we did the two sedation we did already. So the last thing we have to talk about is what about smashing bananas? What about carbonation? What does he say? Hold on to the carbonation. Hold on to the carbonation. So you take a look on page 18, it's got the same name, sheep and banana for making up with Shabbos. It means it's opposite. Here, Shabbos. Down the paragraph. But he holds a that shmush is like cutting. But here it is that cutting, but the real thing is shmush is grinding. So this is like grinding. So the Kiddush is that even that balance is also awesome. But this was certainly is awesome. But if you take a banana and you mush it, you don't have people mush bananas for kids. You know? They take a banana and they mush. So how do we say that's awesome. Because, down the X, Moreno Dalmi, the time of the world, asks, but it's not that. So I say, that. I say, so what? Because this is worse. This is more awesome than that. This is more direct topic. So, now me, I want you to beware of recent bananas. If you want to see you being more actual bananas, I'll try to see you. Moshe has here, if you take a look tomorrow, we'll maybe finish it off tomorrow, page 34, 35. Then maybe when Moshe says you can rely on the rascal, he says it's out there, it's looked at. Take a look at just page 34 of the English Moshe. The Prima Godim on the third line in the second column says, look there, the kingdom is Lahania Lachazman. Right? That's how they get out of the Tosefta. I think it's a Godim, right? Look there, the kingdom has just Lahania Lachazman. Look there, the kingdom is the kingdom of there. Okay, let's just come on over here.